Iran's conservatives are defending their sweeping win in the country's contested parliamentary elections. Reform-minded Iranians have accused them of stealing control of the parliament by barring hundreds of their candidates from running. Some of the disqualified candidates included sitting members of parliament, and a handful of them were women. Now the women of Iran's outgoing parliament, who spent much of their time campaigning for women's rights, face an uncertain future. Roxana Sabiri has more.
Defeat wouldn't be so bad, Iran's reformists say, if the other team had played fairly.
A group of people has decided that the vote of the nation no longer counts and that the parliament does not represent the people's virtues.
Fatima Hariaju is one of the 13 women in Iran's outgoing parliament and one of around 80 lawmakers who were barred from running for re-election on February 20th. The country's hardline Guardian Council had disqualified more than 2,000 reform-minded candidates in all. Reformists say they realized even before the elections they'd have to give up control of the parliament to Iran's conservatives at the end of May.
We predicted what would happen to the people when their right for free and legal elections would be taken away from them, and the legitimacy of the system would face a critical situation. The parliament would no longer be the essence of the nation's merits and virtues.
Results at the polls show that out of 290 seats, around 160 will go to conservatives and hardliners, while only around 40 will be handed to reformists. The rest will go to independents, religious minorities, and candidates awaiting runoff elections. Six of the incoming lawmakers will be women, five of whom are members of the conservative Alliance for the Advancement of Islamic Iran. The women in Iran's outgoing parliament fought for women's and children's rights. Now, as they look back on their term in office, lawmakers like Ilaha Kulai say the women legislators accomplished a lot. But she says there's still much work left to do.
Changes in this part needs time, and we must continue our efforts to change the perceptions of the society about women, about their roles, about their rights.
Women's rights have been a divisive issue in Iran, both before and after the country's Islamic Revolution of 1979. During the early years of the revolution, many women left public office for the private sphere. Still, since that time, women have taken part in parliament, their numbers peaking at 14 during one of the conservative-dominated parliaments. But some analysts say by far the most active and outspoken group of women lawmakers are those of the outgoing reformist-controlled parliament. Some women legislators sit on important committees. Fatima Rakai, a women member of parliament, was not disqualified from running again, but she didn't gain enough votes to be re-elected.
Although we are few in number, no more than 13 people, in the opinion of a lot of lawmakers who are men, fortunately, we formed one of the most active and most effective factions of parliament. What was its name? The Faction of Women.
Rakai says the women legislators presented 35 bills related to women, children and families. More than half of those have either not yet been acted upon or have been disapproved by the Guardian Council, which not only can bar candidates for national elections, but can also veto parliamentary bills. Still, Rakai says 17 of those bills became law. Each, she believes, advances women's and human rights. For example, she says the lawmakers were able to raise the marriage age of girls from 9 to 13 under most conditions and to make it easier for women to get divorces.
For example, the testimony of two women witnesses was equivalent to the testimony of one man. We try to correct these things in this film because human rights matter to us.
The public's reaction to the performance of Iran's current women lawmakers has been mixed. While some women lawyers and analysts easily tick off their accomplishments, some young women at this women's fair in northern Tehran are either less impressed or less aware of what their women legislators have tried to do.
I can't say they were all bad or they were all good, but in general, I, as a young person who lives in this country, I may be 40% satisfied with the women members of parliament.
My feeling is that it got better and that they had an effect. For example, now, in regard to work, a lot of companies and offices give important positions to women. It wasn't like this before.
It remains to be seen how the future conservative-dominated parliament will treat reforms related to women and other issues. Some reformists warn the next parliament may reverse recent reforms, for example, by tightening the women's dress code and increasing restrictions between young men and women in public. They also caution that conservatives will try to clamp down on the internet and newspapers. But some conservative members of the future parliament deny these claims. Members of the Alliance for the Advancement of Islamic Iran, which swept Tehran's polls, say Iranians shouldn't worry about a rollback of reforms. The alliance says its actions will be based upon the law and Islam.
We ourselves have worked for years to achieve freedom in this country. And we've invested in it, and we certainly know the value of freedom.
But many Iranians say it makes no difference to them if the new parliament is dominated by conservatives, some more moderate than others, or reformists. In a country where many have become disillusioned with politics, many Iranians are looking for concrete improvements in their lives, like a better economy and more freedoms. It's the results, many say, that matter most. For Common Ground, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.